StreamGuys. StreamGuys is a leading provider of quality streaming media services. Whether you're an independent broadcaster or a large corporation, StreamGuys is your best choice for managed live or on-demand video or audio streaming, dedicated server products, turnkey subscription services, podcasting, and much, much more. StreamGuys, affordable, reliable, scalable. Since 2000, StreamGuys has been providing quality streaming media services for the smartest businesses on the internet. StreamGuys.com.
Wonder why regularly programmed TV faded so quickly in favor of OTT, over-the-top viewing, and why tablets and smartphones so quickly became the viewing tools of choice? Well, if you've got any questions about anything involving items like that, well, we at Into Tomorrow are here to help. Among other things, anything involving any kind of consumer technology, products, services, gadgets, gizmos, whatever the case, available today and into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. Thanks for joining us on the program. Participating on the program is awesome, and we love to hear from you, so please allow us to do that. If you've never joined us on the show, or if it's been a while, what are you waiting for? We've got more fabulous prizes, a lot of cool things provided by our guests and sponsors and other friends of the show that are typically sending us neat things to share with you. And all you need to do is participate. So you can either call 1-800-899-INTO anytime 24/7, or even better, use the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app. Our next guest joins us to tell us how they create 3D human computing interaction software. We'll figure out what exactly that means, and hardware as well, for augmented and virtual reality experiences. It sounds like a lot of fun, and we're going to talk to the Corporate Director for Business Development, Marketing, and Sales with USENS Incorporated, Mark T. Morrison. Mark, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
Hey, great. Thanks for having us, Dave. Really happy to be here.
It's a pleasure. When we find things that say stuff like you ignite imagination, it's like, oh, got to have them on the show. We got to find out what this is all about. And of course, you know, these days, even though we've been talking about it, since the 90s, virtual reality and augmented reality, they're certainly finally becoming more, I don't know if we can say commonplace quite yet, but certainly more active in many people's minds and in use. So tell us a little bit about what you guys do at USENS, first of all, and then we'll get into specifics.
Yeah, that sounds great. Well, a real quick intro. We are still a startup. We started back in 2013. We're based in Silicon Valley. We are a technology company. As you mentioned, our focus is human-computer interaction. Hmm. Human-computer interaction is quite easy to understand in terms of how we look at it. And we'll use the acronym moving forward, HCI, for human-computer interaction.
Cool.
So we look at the keyboard and the mouse as revolutionizing how we interacted with computers quite a ways back, decades ago. Moving into closer to today, we have smartphones, and we feel like the touchscreen was similar to affecting somewhat of a revolution for human-computer interaction for humans to interact with their phones interactively. So now we're looking at VR and AR. And a few years ago, our CTO and CEO and COO co-founders decided that there would be a need for a lot more interactivity in what we saw in augmented and virtual reality. They're both new mediums. A lot of people know what they are already. If not, it's very easy to go online and see a lot of news about VR. AR is coming up behind VR a little bit. But currently, we're working on technology. As you mentioned, we're a software company. We also build a piece of hardware called the Impression Pi. So what we're releasing to the marketplace is the ability for the consumers and users, apps and game players, to effectively use their hands and control their interactive experiences. Now, the best example of this, if we go back in time, some people saw the movie Minority Report. Many have seen the Avengers and Dr. Stark using his hands virtually. We're actually bringing software technology and hardware technology to the marketplace for virtual reality currently that allows players and app users to look at their hands through a set of cameras on the device that's on their head, the head-mounted display or virtual reality device, to take in the data of what your hands are doing in front of you. So let's say you're controlling a switchboard or you're virtually learning how to cook with virtual knives in a virtual kitchen.
Wow.
You can actually use your hands to affect that experience in real time.
So you would then be holding, for example, a virtual knife and cutting into a turkey or something? Or
Correct. If you wanted to learn a recipe, rather than just read the recipe on a 2D screen, you could pull up your Oculus or your Gear VR or your Google Cardboard, and you could use our technology, which does include some inputs. So we do require some camera inputs coming in through a mobile phone, which is actually where we're targeting the biggest mass adoption of VR is for mobile. And what's interesting is that there's so many mobile phones out there already that people are used to using. We're simply adding new features with the technology that's coming out. So we're not inventing everything, but we're solving a problem that seems pretty significant for people wanting to have a very natural, immersive experience with their hands.
That's awesome. I mean, I can see such incredible potential of certainly game playing, obviously. But as you mentioned, too, the ability to learn something, the ability to, in this case, virtually cook a full recipe so that you can then do it in real life and have some confidence about what all's involved. I mean, it seems like it runs the gamut and then some about the kinds of use for what you're talking about here.
It really does, Dave. And so part of the inspiration for our co-founding team, specifically our CEO, Anli He, was that she had a discussion long ago with her father, who wanted to visit the moon. And come to today, we have virtual reality. In a sense, it's as simple as that. It's the virtual reality we want to be in, but we can't. So for those of us, like you and I, who are on the Earth, we can't be on the moon, but maybe we'd like to go. You could also effectively use our technology to take yourself places in virtual experiences that allow you to be an astronaut on the moon or be a deep sea diver under the sea. I've got a young child who loves an application that takes her underwater. Wow. She knows the ocean. She's been to the beach, but it will be years before she can go into the ocean. So this allows her to actually go into the ocean, experience virtually what it might feel like.
It sounds like the closest thing yet to the holodeck from Star Trek years ago. And those who have seen that and understand how, you know, they weren't wearing any headsets or anything, but, you know, we'll get there one day. But it sounds like you're allowing those kinds of experiences to be able to be in an environment all through the virtual reality.
It's exactly like that, Dave. And we're one piece of the technology factor. There's many people, as we see in the news, Google, Facebook, and, you know, you talk about the technology being as far back as 90s. In fact, it is 20 to 30 years old in terms of what we're actually able to use for the software and the hardware. But now we've got bigger companies getting behind it, bringing it to the consumers in a way that we'll really feel is, again, a natural kind of compelling opportunity to play a game, as you said, or you know, visit places like I was talking about in the virtual reality.
Now, this particular device, as you mentioned, you would attach your device to an existing VR headset, like you mentioned, the Gear VR from Samsung or any other of those devices, even cardboard, apparently. But you would attach it to that, and it sort of adds to it? Or how does that work? Or do you strap your device onto your head?
That's a great question. Thanks for allowing me to explain that. We actually are looking at a number of different use cases. We realize there is a very popular uprising of Android users who are taking advantage of a cheap head-mounted display from Google Cardboard, as well as those peering up into higher-end what we would call tethered experiences. Tethered experiences are the wired systems like Sony PSVR, the HTC Vive, or the Oculus Rift. So what we're looking at is the ability to release a few different products. One will be an all-inclusive, mobile, untethered wireless device called the Impression Pi that allows you to put either your mobile phone in, or we have a model that won't require a phone. So we'll have solutions that you can actually use right out of the box. We'll also have some accessories and peripherals that can connect directly to existing HMDs. And right now we're going through the string of partnership opportunities to try and support as many systems in the world as we can. So we plan to support Android, iOS systems, eventually Windows Mobile, and again, any new emerging systems that come up, we'll try to support those as well.
How do you explain to people the difference between virtual reality and augmented reality? Because we were kicking around, Mark, with a whole bunch of VR and AR, and some people say, well, God, aren't they sort of the same?
You know, that is such an interesting question because there are a couple of different answers, and all of them could be correct. Our opinion in what we look at the marketplace and also looking back at the technology is augmented reality is quite simply the ability to mix existing data. Let's say, for instance, you have a game, and that game has to do with activities where you're doing a scavenger hunt, and you're in rooms, or you're doing missions that are what we would call linear missions from beginning to end. And adding augmented reality means you're adding computer vision. So you're adding what we would consider physically cameras to look at the real world, look at your surroundings. Sometimes it includes using something we call SLAM, Synchronized Location Area Mapping Technology, or the GPS, to figure out where you are in the real world. So you're working in a game that's virtual. The game maker expects you to be in this world fighting or finding things or solving puzzles. All of a sudden, we open the camera to the real world and the GPS, and aha, we know where you're at. So now you can take this game out into a park or out into an environment that wasn't predefined in the game as existing data. So you're mixing new data with old data or existing data. And what happens in augmented reality is it augments the world around you while still allowing you to be in reality. And that's really what augmented reality is. Virtual reality, stepping back a little bit, is that existing data, that game that the game maker has made and puts you in, and now you're able to actually see it from a first person or a vantage point view that puts you in the middle of the virtual world. So you're no longer watching it through a two-dimensional TV or a flat screen.
Yeah.
Virtual reality actually puts you in this 3D environment where you look around 360, and in fact, you are in the middle of the action.
I love it. And I love how the Immersion Pi device has cameras built in, so you're not walking into that tree at the park as you're wandering and engaging and being immersive. I think that's awesome. Real quick, because we're flat out of time, but Mark, availability, and do you have a price set yet for this device?
Yes, the price range will be between $300 to $600 USD.
Awesome. Well, we invite everyone to visit usenseinc.com. We'll get you there, too, when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com, and you'll see what Mark and his team are up to, doing very cool things. We've got to have you back on, especially as it becomes available, to talk more and follow up and get just more into VR and AR and get more immersed with the Immersion Pi. Thanks very much, Mark, for joining us.
Thank you. Can't wait to be into tomorrow with you guys, Dave. So happy. Thank you.